My name is Benjamin De La Paz. BENJAMINDELAPAZ. I am recording an interview with
Belinda Rosa, BELINDAROSA, from Mission, Texas.
The date is September 9th, 2023, and we are conducting this interview at the John E. Connor Museum at Texas A&M University Kingsville as part of the university's 2023 Tamalada Festival. So, what do tamales mean to you?
Holidays, Christmas, Christmas Eve, and I guess careless indulgence.
What special memories do you have of tamales?
Well, when I was younger, our family would get together and make tamales, and we would always make them before the holidays, so when Christmas came around, we already had food for whoever showed up, and then, we would just invite anybody who wanted tamales over.
Do you or your family have any traditions of making tamales or eating them?
Well, like I said, when I was younger, we used to make tamales as a family, and there was one year that my dad wanted to invite all his coworkers, and the goal was to make 40 dozen. Then I started helping my mom. My mom would cook the meats and, you know, make the masa, and then she hurt her back, and then my dad had to go work. So I was left all alone to make the 40 dozen tamales.
Wow.
And then the people did come, the guests, and they were just going around the table and then leaving. Like, it was like, serve, 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 move, leave. Serve, 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 move, leave. And I was crying because it took me like almost a day and a half to make all those tamales, and it was like 5 minutes for them to eat them.
Oh, that sounds so stressful.
Yeah.
Is there any person in particular you associate with tamales?
I would say my grandmother, my mother, but more, I still remember how my grandmother's tamales tasted, and she's been gone for 22 years, and before that, like, I still remember her tamales of anybody else's. Mm-hmm.
You said you eat tamales during the holidays. What are some of the other holidays that you enjoy eating tamales?
Like I said, just when, just 16 de septiembre, because my school would host, I was a teacher for 31 years, and our Spanish teachers would do, 16 de septiembre parties. So there was always tamales there. There was always tamales holidays and Cinco de Mayo. So that's, mm-hmm.
Is there a particular way that you like eating tamales?
Yes, with fresh tomato.
Really?
I don't really like the salsa. I like fresh tomato cut up. And
like just sprinkled on it?
Mm-hmm. And I like to, if I have the chance, I toast mine on the comal. And then I cube and dice, or cube or dice tomato, and I spread it on. If it's a salsa, I like it to be fresh tomato salsa. Not really. Pico de gallo, yes, but I like just plain tomato, mostly.
Okay. Is there a particular way you like to prepare tamales?
Simple. I don't like all that red chile, so I like to make mine on the lighter side. Mm-hmm. So almost just the plain seasoning, salt, pepper, and a little bit of paprika, just to give it a little color. But if I had my choice, I would just have them just the natural corn color. Maize, natural maize color.
Are there any tools or utensils that you use in preparing tamales?
When I was growing up, well, I still remember that time. And my husband was, like, sort of initiated. We both were students here at A&I. And I remember he went to go and help, and we used the molcajete, you know, the grinder.
Yes.
Well, no, the molcajete is the one for the spices. But we used the, what do you call the grinder in Spanish? I don't remember the...
It's like the...
No, it had a... It's a meat grinder, and you would hook it to the table with the clamp.
Oh, okay. And then, like for ground beef?
Yeah, to make, to make, because you have, when I was growing up, we would get the pork butt, and then you cook that until it's almost dissolving. And then you take that and you put it in this grinder that clamps onto the table, and you would grind your own meat. But now that I'm older, I use my... either food processor or my mixer, or just two forks, you know. But when I was growing up, my mom and dad used to use the meat grinder, which is, I can't remember the Spanish name, though. That, and we used just plain old spoons to spread the masa. And but my grandmother taught me to use the tortilla press. So we would, that's why I say I relate a lot of my tamales to my grandmother, my dad's mom. Because my mom's mom died very young. And so she would get the balls of masa and put the corn husk on the tortilla press and then put the